You know, a lot of people over the years have said to me that they can't believe that what this culture is doing is really happening. And I have to say, I feel that all the time. I feel that constantly. I can't believe that this culture is actually killing the oceans. I can't believe it's actually changing the climate, that it's actually put endocrine disruptors all over the world. I can't believe that it is wiping out runs of salmon so large that they would make entire rivers black and roiling with fish. I can't believe it's killing off the coral reefs. I can't believe that they're creating these nuclear messes. I feel like I'm living in a dystopian novel, and I keep thinking I'll be able to just put the book down and things won't really be this bad. And I feel like, or I feel like it's just it's a terrible dream and I'm going to wake up and it's not really happening. And I think we experience all sorts of different layers of reality. And I think we get confused by them. And I think we get confused by, I mean, there are multiple things going on. One of them is that when you are faced with something truly atrocious, words fail. As Judith Herman says at the beginning of Trauma and Recovery, that is the meaning of the word unspeakable, that something is so terrible that you can't speak it. You can't put words to it. You can't, you can dissociate. And we then respond in ways incommensurate with what's going on. And that we all do this. I'm going to say something about the Holocaust, and I'm not blaming the people who did this, because we all do this every day. We're all doing it right now. But there's a line I cited in A Language Older Than Words, where I talk about this Jewish orchestra was playing a concert, and they continued to play the concert as they tried to ignore the smoke from the synagogue burning next door. And so there's this layer, and it's the same, you know, when I was a child, we've written about this extensively, that my father was very violent. And I remember one time my father was leaping across the table to try to get at my brother. My brother's, of course, running away as fast as he can. And I was, I don't know, 7, 8. And what I did as my father was chasing my brother is I continued to eat. And why did I continue to eat? Because that's what you do at the table. And I did not want to be noticed. And I'm not saying that I was oblivious to what was going on. Quite the opposite. I was attempting to maintain normalcy in the face of these horrors that were too terrible for me to grasp. And we see this. This is one of our great failings as a species, is our ability to adapt to atrocious circumstances and to adapt to living in concentration camps, to living in death camps, to, I mean, it's a wonderful trait, and it's also leads to what we see, where we are able to adapt psychologically too to the murder of the planet. and we're able to get along. So that's one level, is that what's happening is so incomprehensibly, unspeakably atrocious that we cannot internalize the full implications of what we're talking about. It is too much. So that's one way in which we are living in multiple layers of reality, because the real world is being gutted, dismembered, flayed alive, poisoned before our eyes. And we continue through our day. But there's another part that is closely related to this. Several years ago, I've wanted to write this essay for several years. I just haven't been able to formulate it. I know for all of us that when something atrocious has happened, sometimes then my favorite time of the day is when I'm asleep. Because for that short time when I'm asleep, I don't remember that the atrocious thing happened and the friend, the animal friend, whomever, is not actually dead. And then you wake up and then you realize, oh yeah, they actually are dead. So I think about, we live in multiple layers of reality. It is physically true that this beloved is dead. But then sometimes we aren't quite there. And then that made me think about different layers of reality. And I think one of the problems and one of the reasons the world's being killed is because we get confused about all those layers of reality. I was mentioning that a cat disappeared, and I was then thinking, I am grieving more about the death of this cat than I am about the 200 species who went extinct today. And those are two different layers of reality. There is the personal layer where I loved this cat personally. And then there are species I don't know. And there are species I do know, like the vaquitas. There are still different layers because that's not as personal. There are coho salmon in the stream right over here, but that's not as personal as the cat. So that's one layer of reality. And I was thinking about more layers of reality, like capitalism. And we live in capitalism, and it is true that most of us have to pay the rent. That is a layer of physical reality. And so because we have to pay the rent, a lot of us have to get jobs. That's a layer of physical reality. A lot of these jobs, in fact, within an industrial economy, all of these jobs are destructive of the natural world. That's another layer of reality. So we hear this all the time, that people need to get jobs. So that's why you have tar sands. That's why you have a pipeline. That's why you have all these horrors, is so people can have jobs and pay their rent. And meanwhile, they're killing the planet. And those layers of reality are in opposition. And I think part of the problem is that we get very confused as to which layers are real in which ways and which layers are most important. And I think it would be worthwhile for us to begin to attempt, or to attempt to begin to unpack how these different layers of reality fit together and what is a hierarchy of these layers of reality. And I'm very comfortable using the word hierarchy here, because without a living planet, you have no economic system whatsoever. Without a living planet, you have no life. I used to have this saying that some people put on shirts and put on bumper stickers that said, protect your land base. You can't have sex without it. And there is a level at which an individual having sex is very, very real. And I'm not meaning to imply that it's not real, but it has to be secondary in a sense to the protection of the land base, because without a land base, like I said, it's dependent. My life is dependent on the land base, which creates a natural hierarchy, which we have forgotten. So what's the point? The point of this particular episode is to attempt to introduce, to formally introduce the notion that we live in these different layers of reality and that we get confused as to which is primary. We have more layers of reality. We have the reality of the economic system exists. This is true. And we also have the reality of the stock market exists. And the stock market's is not the same thing as the economy. And the health of the economy is not the same thing as the health of the stock market. And that's not the same thing as the health of the land base. So I think it would be really helpful for us to start trying to unpack the differences between those and to unpack the hierarchy that I mentioned. I mean, really, the multiple layers of reality is at the core of the religious impulse to attempt to, I mean, that's the whole point of Buddhism, is to attempt to discern what is real and what is illusion. And that's let's drop off the whole patriarchy and just go to religion at its core, is really an attempt to understand the fact that we live and die and that it requires death for us to live and to come to terms with that. I mean, so is it all there is just, that's the fundamental religious impulse, is it boom, boom, out go the lights, or is there something else? Are there other layers of reality? In some ways, that's what religion is supposed to be about. It's what philosophy is supposed to be about. It's what epistemology is certainly about. It's what everything is supposed to be attempting to help us to see clearly. That's the whole point of what I was just saying a minute ago, is when you're older, then you can reflect on the patterns. You can start to see, you can start to figure out what is real and how those different layers of reality interact. So yeah, I think in many ways, all of my work is about the question of those layers of reality.